This is Susie Thorpe. Cambridge 105
Radio. Now, my guest today, Danny Pedler, he is from the Museum of Cambridge, and he recently organised a flash mob. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you here. It's extraordinary. I never usually get to talk about flash mobs on the radio. Sounds very negative when you say mob, but actually when you say flash and you think about everything on the internet. So you tried to, well, you want to highlight and celebrate the Plough Monday, and you wanted to highlight Molly dancing. That's part of your job, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So I work for the Museum of Cambridge, and the Tracing Traditions Project is all about collecting memories, really, about how our past affects us, how our folk traditions and folk culture have continued into the 21st century. And Plough Monday is a tradition that was done across the country, but particularly famous in Cambridgeshire because it was twinned with a special kind of dance that, it's a breed of Morris dancing that is done around Cambridgeshire and East Anglia that's called Molly.
And why is it called Molly? What's so different from the other dancing you just said? I've forgotten that.
Morris dancing. So
yes, Morris dancing.
There's lots of different traditions and lots of different styles of Morris dancing. Molly is just done around East Anglia, and it's typified by on the downbeat, really. A lot of Morris is on the upbeat, the high lifts and the hankies that you might see. Molly doesn't use hankies or bells. It's clumpy. It's winter. It's a winter tradition, and it's on the downbeat.
Right.
And so we celebrated Plough Monday, which is the first Monday after Twelfth Night, by getting around 100 people from across Cambridgeshire and across East Anglia, actually, to come into Cambridge, into the Grand Arcade, and perform the flash mob.
This is really exciting, because I discovered you on Twitter, which I think it was the effect that you needed as social media. So tell us a bit about the 6th of Jan. How did this all happen?
So before Christmas, we'd been working with lots of community groups across the county, and we've been engaging with them of all kind of all community groups, all classes, all different types of people. It was brilliant. And we managed to bring them all in and teach them this Molly routine. Our Molly dancing is it's a rural social dance, traditional. So it's not sophisticated. It's very easy to learn. It's great fun. And so everyone really took to it and threw themselves in. And so in the end, we had people from these workshops that we'd run and just coming from across the country, really. And so we did a final rehearsal at Parkside School, Community College, and then we made our way over to start the flash mob at 1 o'clock. So it was a great day, really.
Where were you? Were you involved? Were you actually dancing as well?
I jumped in at the end. I couldn't resist.
But I from the Twitter film, you can see everyone's faces looking down, who are just doing their shopping, and suddenly there's something going on just outside John Lewis, and people's faces when they saw more and more people appearing and dancing.
Great, yeah. Some brilliantly confused people. It was lovely. It started off with a very good dancer from Suffolk called Brian Hatt, who walked out into the middle of the space just outside John Lewis on the ground floor and just started this stepping with no music, just him starting, and everyone's kind of looking round and was a bit surprised. Then a lovely, really good dancer called Emma Wooders came and joined in, and then and they did a bit of a dance together. Then everyone, all of our participants, kind of stamped to the rhythm and came in and formed around them. And we were there and on the second floor as well in two spaces.
Oh, so you were on the second floor too.
So excellent. We were taking over that very corporate space with something community and traditional and unusual, really.
Because you see it all over social media, don't you? This, you know, and it makes a huge impact, doesn't it? Where you suddenly a group of people turn into a very controlled and lovely dance routine. And everyone's quite mesmerised by it. And of course, the whole point of this for you is get across the traditions of folklore in and around Cambridge. So did it have the impact that you wanted?
I think it did. It's interesting when you use traditional material and traditional kind of folkloric influences to do something special and to bring people together, really. These are people who haven't danced before in this way and haven't met each other and can just dance together and share something special. So we managed to reach a lot of people and promote Molly dancing and do it very differently. So it's a rural winter tradition which is done outside, and so we took that into the inside, very modern, sterile space,
but made it quite good fun,
hopefully,
and
so,
introduced Molly dancing. And anyone can do this, can't they? The Molly dancing,
anyone can do it. Yeah, we're very keen for anyone to get involved. It's great fun. It's very simple stepping but very intricate figures with people. It's great fun and a bit of a challenge, a great way to keep fit. The closest side to here is Gog Magog Molly, who are based in Cambridge, a university side, work in the university term times, well, practice, sorry. And they're a great bunch of people and looking for new members. So if you saw the video or if you are interested by the style of dance, do get in touch with them. They've got a website.
You definitely need to have a look on Twitter as well to see it, because it's got a great map and you've got a professional recording of it, haven't you, so that you'll be
definitely
able to keep that forever and ever.
Definitely, yeah. It'll be
show it in Cambridge Museum. Is that what you're going to do?
Yes, in the Museum of Cambridge, it'll be there. It's something that we're proud of because it's very what's it called?
Interactive,
yeah, and it was something very different to what we do usually.
Yeah, actually, let's talk about that, because to get that across, I get the impression that it was quite a very enthusiastic thing from the Museum of Cambridge. They wanted to do this.
Mm.
And did you feel that they were very enthused by it?
Definitely, yeah. Ambitious is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
that's the key wordy one. Yes, it was very... So the Museum of Cambridge has got a very very specific draw. It showcases folk life and all aspects of life for everyday people across the county and the city, of course. So it's very different to the university narrative of Cambridge. It's the stories of everyday people, really. And so we've taken that and done something very different with it externally. So it was really good to get everyone in the museum on board with that.
And are we living things every day in Cambridge? Are we living through folklore without even realising that we're doing it? Can you give us an example of, besides the Molly dancing?
Yeah, so lots of different things. So part of the Tracing Traditions project is collecting these stories. So we did a bit of activity last year, which was, or 2 years ago, sorry now, around Christmas time, that was working on the Victorian tradition of Christmas carols. So of Christmas cards, sorry. And so they got sent around. And now, you know, it's technology now. So we can send e-cards and you can just send a Christmas text. And how do we react to that? It's like, oh, well, they haven't bothered or something like that. So
yeah, it is
how
interesting,
these things,
isn't
kind
it?
Of, work with us and how they adapt and change and are added to by different cultures. And it's very interesting. Yeah.
And the impact from it, obviously, we're talking about. But how, I want to know how you got into folklore, because you obviously have a passion for it. You have a band, you have a folk band. Has it always been a passion for you?
Definitely, yeah. A bit of an admission. My parents are Morris dancers.
Excellent. I'm glad you admitted to that one.
So I partake. It's very fun. So I dance a tradition called Cotswold, which is from around the Cotswold, which is that kind of typical hankies and sticks thing.
So you've done it as well, then? So you've
yes, definitely.
Excellent.
So it's there's loads of different types of Morris dancing, like Molly around here. There's border dancing, which is very different from around the Welsh borders. There's northwest up in Lancashire, and there's clogging up in the northeast. So there's loads of different things for people to get involved with. So folklore is interesting. So when you dance or when you play folk music, there's such a wealth of, there's so many traditional songs to draw from creatively, and so many folk traditions to draw from creatively. So around here, there's Plough Monday around this time. There's the Whittlesea Straw Bear, which is a beautifully odd tradition, the week after.
What is that? Tell me about
So in Whittlesea, there's a festival just gone, actually, but people would not work on Plough Monday. That was the agricultural first day of the year, so people would go around and dance Molly dancing. The next day, on the Tuesday, they would then not work again, which is different to the rest of the country where you would go back to work. People in Cambridgeshire, people in Whittlesea, they got a man and dressed him up in loads of straw and called him the Straw Bear and led him through the town, and he did some dancing. And then the straw is burnt on the Sunday.
We sort of need a few of these traditions back, don't we? Because we need to get away sometimes. I know the whole point is to get social media to promote things, but sometimes we need days like this to get away from social media and interact with people. So maybe that's another thing to do.
Definitely. It's all ways of people. It's the ways people interacted socially with each other, and that's what folk traditions are. They're just people getting together and doing something beautifully odd, and then we'll do that next year and stuff.
And I get the impression this is your dream job, of working for the Museum of Cambridge. It sounds like you are very, very in this one.
It's great fun. What I like doing is using kind of folkloric influences and bringing them into doing them slightly more innovatively and bringing them into the modern age, really trying to bring people together with them, because they're common to everyone, whether from around here or not. You can use it in so many different ways to bring people together, I think. Mm. It's often, you know, viewed on as a almost like a fuddy-duddy thing of the past, but it can be used in so many different ways.
That's true, isn't it? It is termed sometimes as a fuddy-duddy thing, but actually it's not. I mean, it's big in Cambridge, and I think getting bigger and bigger all over the UK, and I'm sure abroad as well. Do you connect, do you have universities from abroad coming to connect with you about the folklore traditions, or?
Definitely, it's part of the draw of Cambridge. Mm. It's, you know, we're a historic city, and we've got such a history hidden behind the university as well, which people are hungry for.
Yeah.
Well, and that's something that the Museum of Cambridge can provide as well.
Well, that's great. And it's been lovely. I'm so pleased to have discovered the flash mob, and well done for doing that.
Thank you. Maybe you'll
be doing some more every year, because that would be... But mind you, you'll need to surprise people, don't you? Maybe you just don't tell them. Is that what you did? Didn't tell anybody?
We did some teasing tweets and things, yeah. What's going to happen at 1 o'clock in the Grand Arcade?
Oh.
It was great. Lots of people turned up, actually.
Yes, it looks it from the phone. But thank you so much indeed, Danny Pedler from the Museum of Cambridge. He is the coordinator for Tracing Traditions Projects.